بسم الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today we are continuing with our series, but instead of a divine consistency, I thought I'd try perhaps a prophetic consistency, something that is related, but slightly tangential. And it's in Surah Fussilat, which we'll be getting to very soon, in which Allah Ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةٍ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ وَفِي آذَانِنَا وَقْرٌ وَمِن بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَابٌ فَاعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَامِلُونَ قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. So in these two ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentions that the disbelievers will say to you, some amongst the disbelievers, what they'll say is, our hearts are within a covering from that which you invite us to. And in our ears, there's a deafness. And between us and you, there's a partition. So indeed, you go ahead and work. We're working too. It's a very interesting ayah. They're setting up and saying that there's three barriers. It's like there's a barrier, I can't even see you. And even if I could see you, I can't hear what you're saying anyhow, even if I could. And even if I heard it, it wouldn't even go down to the heart. So don't even bother. So clearly, this is an indication of somebody who is extremely resistant to da'wah. You just want to have a civilized conversation, and this person is resisting. So what is the result? What is the reaction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches His messenger? قُلْ, say in response, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Say, I'm just a man like you. This is teaching us a very important principle. You could say, instead of qa'ida, ilahiyya, this is, you could say, da'awiyya. This is a principle in da'wah. What is it? Respond to negativity with humility. Respond to negativity with humility. Meaning what? When you see somebody has put up all their shields, put up all their defenses, and they're saying, no, I don't want to hear it, I don't want to pay attention, I'm not interested, I don't want to talk about this, and they are very, very defensive. What they are indirectly telling you is what? You're threatening me. I feel very afraid of you. I feel like what you're going to say is going to challenge me, challenge my personality, my identity, my beliefs, whatever the case is. And therefore, because I am afraid, I'm going to put up as many walls as possible. So therefore, what is the response? I'm just a guy like you. Look, take it easy. I'm not here to attack you. Show humility. And subhanAllah, it might be difficult for us when we're dealing with somebody who is very resistant, when we're trying to make sense to them and trying to explain Islam in the most beautiful way, and they're being very resistant and they're being very arrogant or proud, and you get frustrated and you think, how can I develop or how can I demonstrate any humility at a time like that? Well, let's remember a few basic facts. Number one, Allah Ta'ala is the one who created you. You did not become, mashallah, brilliant and educated and wise and guided all on your own. You didn't even create yourself. Allah Ta'ala is the one who created you. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. We are the one, Allah Ta'ala is the one who created you with hearing and sight to begin with. Then beyond that, Allah Ta'ala is the one that educated you. So be humble. Don't say to yourself, I educated myself, I read all these books and I came to these conclusions. Remember, Allah is the one who says, الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ. He's the one who taught the pen. Allah is the one who taught you how to read. And furthermore, عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمِ. He taught you everything you don't know. So it should be easy to have that humility. Furthermore, you are able to speak to them in such an eloquent way. Is that coming from you? No, Allah is the one who says, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. Allah is the one who taught human beings how to clarify themselves, how to speak eloquently, how to make good points, how to make well-designed arguments. This is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. It wasn't something that you earned. It was something that you were granted. And Allah Ta'ala guided you. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. You were lost and Allah Ta'ala guided you. And furthermore, Allah Ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ كُنْتُم مِّن قَبْلُ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. You used to be like them. You used to be like those disbelievers. You were just as misguided. But then Allah Ta'ala put His favor and sent His favor upon you. Had it not been for Allah's guidance and favor, you could never purify yourself. This isn't what your own doing. وَلَوْلَا فَضُلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And if it wasn't for the favor of Allah upon you and His mercy, none of you, not a single one of you would have been pure. But Allah purifies whoever He wills. Had it not been for the favor of Allah, you can't say, I am the one that protected myself from shaitan. Wrong. It's a gift from Allah Ta'ala, as Allah says, وَلَوْلَا فَضُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَتَّبَعْتُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Had it not been for the favor of Allah upon you and His mercy, you would have followed shaitan, except for very few of you. And you would have been misguided by others as well. It's not just the influence of shaitan, but by the masses, as Allah says, وَلَوْ لَا فَضُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَهَمَّتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ أَنْ يُضِلُّوكَ. And if had it not been for the favor of Allah upon you and His mercy, a group of them would have determined to mislead you. SubhanAllah, so many ayat over and over and over again reinforcing what? That we should be humble, that we have gotten this deen. It wasn't because of us that we were guided, that we could see, that we could hear, that we have the ability to speak and understand, and that we have all these gifts from Allah Ta'ala. And furthermore, we have this brotherhood and this sisterhood amongst us, and this is a gift from Allah. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. And remember the favor of Allah upon you when you were enemies and Allah brought your hearts together and you became brothers. This is not something that you could do yourself. All the money in the world couldn't have brought you together. It was Allah Ta'ala that brought you together. Don't say, how is this person being so arrogant when I am so awesome? It was Allah's gift. Furthermore, you have no idea why or how it could be the case that Allah is putting a barrier in that person's heart. Maybe it's not them. Maybe they've done something evil and so therefore Allah has put a partition. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And know that Allah intervenes between a man and his heart. So you don't know what you're dealing with. So have humility. And the final few points are what? That it's a great blessing of Allah Ta'ala. It's a great honor that Allah gives when somebody is guided through you. And so what must you do in order to be elevated and honored in that way? The Prophet tells us, وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Nobody humbles themselves for the sake of Allah, except that Allah elevates them. So show humility when people are being defensive. Show humility and let them know that you're not attacking them. And by doing so, inshallah, your humility, lowering yourself, Allah is going to elevate you. And who knows, maybe through that you'll get them to embrace Islam by the permission of Allah. And the final point I'd like to say is this. MashaAllah, many of us, we have the ability to study our deen, learn, memorize Quran, and we should remember that this needs to humble you. Just the same way that a branch that is completely void of any fruits stands very, very tall. But the one that has beneficial fruits for the people, what does it do? It hangs low. Why? Because it's heavy. It's weighed down by that beneficial fruit. In the same way, we need to be humble by the knowledge that we have so that we can offer it to others because we have something of use for others. There's a very beautiful quote from the Tabi'i and the Faqih from Iraq. His name is Ayyub As-Sakhtiani. Ayyub As-Sakhtiani rahimahullah said, يَنْبَغِي لِلْعَالِمِ أَنْ يَضَعَ الرَّمَادَ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ تَوَاضُعًا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. He says, a scholar must put ashes on his own head. It's like saying, pick up dirt and put it on your own head. Like you have to humble yourself a lot in order to humble yourself and have humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be very cautious of the power of ilm and the danger of allowing it to make your heart arrogant. May Allah ta'ala make us of those who are humble. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who call to Islam. And even if people are being arrogant towards us, we remain even more humble to allow them to put their guard down. Barakallahu fikum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.